He would like to have told Lupin about the conversation he'd overheard about Black in the Three Broomsticks, about Black betraying his mother and father, but it would have involved revealing that he'd gone to Hogsmeade without permission, and he knew Lupin wouldn't be very impressed by that. So he finished his butterbeer, thanked Lupin, and left the History of Magic classroom. Harry half wished that he hadn't asked what was under a Dementor's hood. The answer had been so horrible, and he was so lost in unpleasant thoughts of what it would feel like to have your soul sucked out of you, that he walked headlong into Professor McGonagall halfway up the stairs.
"Do watch where you're going, Potter."
"Sorry, Professor."
"I've just been looking for you in the Gryffindor common room. Well, here it is. We've done everything we could think of, and there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it at all. You've got a very good friend somewhere, Potter."
Harry's jaw dropped. She was holding out his firebolt, and it looked as magnificent as ever.
"I can have it back,"
Harry said weakly.
"Seriously?"
"Seriously," said Professor McGonagall, and she was actually smiling.
"I dare say you'll need to get the feel of it before Saturday's match, won't you? And Potter, do try and win, won't you? Or we'll be out of the running for the 8th year in a row, as Professor Snape was kind enough to remind me only last night."
Speechless, Harry carried the firebolt back upstairs towards Gryffindor Tower.